question. Is Dhruva Maharaj's anger when the Yakshas killed his brother Uttama, was it material or spiritual? As Dhruva Maharaj had already seen Vishnu, how could he have thereafter not been purified enough? How could he have succumbed to such disproportionate anger? Answer. The Bhagavatam gives us the ideal and also gives us the real. So thus, we have Yudhishthira Maharaj, who is Dharmaraj, and at the same time he, in the heat of the moment, gambles away everything. So in the fourth canto, we see Dhruva Maharaj's journey going through various phases. Initially he is angry because he is insulted by his father and he is unable to tolerate that anger, so he goes to the forest in search of Vishnu. And at that time, Narad Muni appreciates Aho Kshatriya Tejasam Mana Bhangam Amrishyatam. Just look at the glory of the Kshatriyas, that they cannot tolerate dishonor. And normally we say that we should Amarina Mana Dena, we should not bother about honor, dishonor. We should not expect honor. But here it is said, we cannot tolerate dishonor. That is the nature of the Kshatriya, you could say, mind body. Machine, and they use that sense of deep sense of honor to act honorably. And Arjuna is appreciating Prahlad, so Dhruva, because by that Dhruva was able to determinedly seek Vishnu, and eventually he achieved Vishnu. So Dhruva is as a child is a good example of how yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayet. Somehow other the fixed mind of Krishna, fixed the mind of Krishna. Kama sarva kama va moksha kama udarati tivrena bhakti yogena jita purusha param. That whether we have all material desires or no material desires, we can intensely worship the Lord Vishnu. That's what Dhruva did, and he became so purified that he did not desire the kingdom. Even when Lord Vishnu was wanted to offer it to him, and he did not desire any vengeance towards his stepmother, who had been instrumental in his insult. So there we see a dramatic transformation by the process of bhakti. But then, when his brother is killed by the yakshas, he's furious. He's aggrieved and he's furious. And these are human emotions. So we see that he gets angry and he starts killing the yakshas indiscriminately, and then Manu comes and Manu instructs him, and then he listens to that counsel, and then he desists from the desire for revenge. So we see also Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita that you're not the body or the soul, that this person who is spiritually realized is not attached to worldly things such as family members. And Krishna specifically says putra dara graha adishu. Krishna uses the word son first and then wife afterwards. And yet when Abhimanyu is killed, we see Arjuna is devastated. First Arjuna is aggrieved and then Arjuna is angered after that. Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna, you have forgotten the Bhagavad Gita, why are you attached to your son? Krishna does not tell Arjuna here the way Harshashoka, the child of Chitraketu, comes back, which father, which mother. Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna here which son, which daughter. There, that anger is understandable. And Krishna channels the energy of that anger, Krishna and Arjuna together channel the energy of anger to cause the biggest reversal to the Kauravas the next day. So Arjuna's anger, you could say it's a human emotion, but because it increases his devotional service to Krishna, because it increases his vigor to fight for dharma, it is within the valorous than his brother. So he feels strongly impelled to counter that atrocious action on the part of the Yakshas. And that one action of the Yakshas, so it's representative of their mentality, that they went and killed one human being, and not just human being, a brother of a king. And Dhruva felt that he has to teach them a lesson for doing this. So of course, when he started fighting, it became disproportionate and the Manu stopped him. So what we see is that a devotee is firmly determined will be on the path to Krishna. But the world situations and the mind's emotions can sometimes temporarily get the devotee to go off course. But either by inner guide, inner remembrance or outer reminders of dharma, the devotee will come back on track. And in the case of Dhruva, he comes back on track. When a plane is flying from, say, New York to Los Angeles, 90% of the time it is off course. But because the pilot keeps steering it back on course, it eventually reaches the destination. Similarly, this is the plane, maybe because of its momentum, because of the atmospheric conditions, because of slight loss of trajectory, the plane may go off course, but it will come back on. Similarly, we also, when we are on the course to Krishna, sometimes because of our inner emotions or our outer situations, they may create a force that may take us off course temporarily. Now it is not that Dhruva's anger is lauded in any way. Dhruva's devotion, Dhruva's austerities by which he attained Vishnu is laudable, it's praiseworthy. But Dhruva's anger, Nikhil Yaksha, is not lauded for that. In fact, he is gently yet firmly reprimanded for that by one. The idea is that in this material world, because this world is a place of temptation and delusion, danger is there for everyone. And even someone who has had darshan of the Lord, if they are not vigilant, they may also get diverted. But if somebody has been steadily devoted to the Lord, then even if they get deviated, they will come back on track very soon. So this particular incident of Dhruva's anger, It's not spiritual. He's not angry because he's out of devotion. He has some service to do, like Sri Hanuman had to do to Ram. It was anger because of, we could say, his righteous concern for his brother, but that anger went out of proportion. But he comes back on track. That's why we could say there are two broad things to learn from this. That one is that as long as we are in the material world, there is always some danger. And even if somebody has a darshan of the Lord, that doesn't guarantee that in future there will be no danger for that person. We have in the sixth canto also Chitraketu, who becomes realized and has darshan of Sankarshan, but then after that he laughs at Shiva and is cursed to become a demon. So darshan of the Lord is a great blessing, but that itself is no guarantor of freedom from illusion for the rest of material existence. What it is a guarantor of is that because if you have darshan of the Lord, then that impression is created in the heart, and that impression will pull the soul, the devotee, back to Krishna, even if circumstantially the devotee gets temporarily deviated. So the first lesson is that there is danger, and there is no guarantee that one will not get deviated on the spiritual path. The second is, there is guarantee if we devote ourselves sincerely to Krishna, if we intensely practice bhakti, if we internalize emotional impressions, then those impressions will pull us back to Krishna even if circumstantially we are pushed away from him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.